Welcome to this edition of Techonomics. I'm host Jason Middleton. All right, next I want to talk about working. Not working out or working on something, but the battle between software companies for control of the workplace. You've likely worked someplace where the culture is strictly email. Larger, stratified companies where perhaps a generation of late Gen Xers or boomers rely on the email thread. And heaven forfend the dreaded reply all. Slack seems to be the fix that many companies and workers have been looking for. Slack calls itself where work happens. It provides real-time messaging, search, archiving, subjective hashtagging, and more. Software as a service conferences for the rest of the year all feature some executive or another from Slack. That's a lot of attention for a startup workplace software company, an upstart. And some of the attention it's getting is from some heavy hitters already in the workspace area, companies like Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. Let's look first at Google. At Google's Cloud Next conference, they rolled out some collaborative products they'd been skunking in-house for a while, and at least one analyst came away impressed.
But what they're really doing now is trying to up the game and get into the enterprise. They want to be a cloud provider of enterprise services. They want to go head-to-head with Microsoft. They want to go head-to-head with AWS, Amazon. Yeah. They even want to take on, IBM and Oracle and all the rest of the world. And they're starting with a whole bunch of services that they've been using themselves internally.
Okay.
Which people really didn't even know about. And they've staffed up. They've got some real enterprise salespeople. What was really interesting is when I went into the a conference, you know, they had a separate analyst track for us. And I actually saw some people that had gray hair, which for Google is pretty impressive because, you know, usually you're seeing 20-somethings.
Yes, yes.
They brought in Diane Greene, who was one of the co-founders of VMware, for instance, to run the group. And so there's some real talent there. They sounded very credible. A year ago, 18 months ago, when I talked to Google, they didn't sound credible at all when they were going after the enterprise. They really have products now. They're going after Office 365 directly. They're going after the Skype world with Hangouts. They're going after security in the cloud. They're doing a lot of good stuff that I think will get noticed.
That's Jack Gold, a veteran tech analyst and founder of Gold and Associates. Facebook Workplace is an enterprise version of the popular social networking site. Facebook's Workplace allows employees to post about work projects, follow colleagues, share ideas and project updates, and watch live executive broadcasts, creating hyperconnectivity amongst the workplace. With a similar look and feel to Facebook, but with a more muted gray color scheme, Workplace provides businesses with a new spin on internal communications, and limited training is required, thanks to everybody being familiar with Facebook. Selling it to business owners has not taken the workplace by storm, however. One reason is a lingering concern that Facebook, in any color scheme, can be a time suck in the office. The other lift here is workers have to have separate Facebook Workplace logins, and that's friction. One case study that Facebook Workplace points out is rentalcars.com. They rolled it out to 1,400 employees and got an immediate 75% login rate. That's pretty solid. The company points out that with a young workforce who are constantly engaging personally via social media, Workplace seems like an obvious transition. Finally, and most recently, is the 800-pound gorilla, Microsoft. Or is it the 85 million pre-existing installs gorilla? Microsoft has now widely launched Microsoft Teams, the new chat-based workspace in Office 365, after a preview rollout in November of 2016. Here's an edited clip from Microsoft's rollout webcast for Teams. The first voice is a Microsoft executive, and he will introduce a case study from WeWork. WeWork is a shared office space concept that is popular in a gig economy where more and more workers have a main hustle and some side hustles, or maybe just a stream of side hustles where people need a rentable space to fulfill their work goals.
Since launching the preview, we've been incredibly pleased with customer reception. More than 50,000 organizations have started using Teams. And not only are customers trying it, but usage is growing rapidly. With the most active organizations, we're seeing 300% growth in the number of people using Teams month over month. And here on campus, our engineers have been incredibly busy preparing for today's general availability. Since preview, we've shipped more than 100 new features to enhance the ability for teams of people to collaborate together. But before we jump into the details of the product, we wanted you to hear more about the changing nature of work from a company that shares our vision for collaboration. WeWork started in 2010 with an ambition to create environments in which entrepreneurs have the opportunity to connect and collaborate with one another. They've opened over 125 locations all over the world and are growing rapidly. In my mind, their open and shared workspace model is the physical equivalent of the digital workspace that we've created in Microsoft Teams.
Hi, everybody. My name is Devin Vermeulen, and I have the pleasure of being the chief of design at WeWork. I'm here today to talk a bit about why Microsoft Teams resonates so much with us at WeWork and how I think we're working towards similar goals of empowering community and collaboration. At WeWork, what we do is find buildings we can transform into beautiful collaborative workspace and then couple that with community and services to pursue our mission, which is to create a world where people make a life and not just a living. Right now, we have over 100,000 members spread across our locations, and we're the fastest growing collaborative workspace company in the world at this point. On March 1st alone, we opened 12 new buildings in 12 cities, including Shanghai, New York, LA, Boston, and right here in Bellevue. I personally had the great opportunity of working with WeWork almost since the beginning of the company. And building on what Miguel mentioned in the video, I think what we've really identified is this cosmic shift towards what we call the we generation of people that are really searching for passion and meaning in their work. And the more that these creators go off to pursue their dreams and do what they love, the more that they're searching for the support and inspiration that comes from being part of a community. And what we're seeing along with that is this seemingly paradoxical combination of dispersal and densification going on at the same time, where you have this millennial generation that's going to make up over half of the workforce within a few years. And along with that, they're bringing this massive move towards entrepreneurship, where by 2020, over 40% of the workforce, which is about 60 million people, are going to be independent workers or entrepreneurs. And I think what's awesome is that 70% of these people are making this decision by choice, not out of necessity. So you combine that with this kind of dynamic mass urbanization where people are flocking to cities. And what we've realized at WeWork is that all these creative and motivated people need a welcoming community that also serves as a functional workspace. Our members come in all sorts of companies, large and small, freelancers in Fortune 500, centralized and dispersed. And we're really proud to call Microsoft part of that family. So as Miguel alluded to in the video, at our buildings, we've really built this strategy that focuses on two core principles. We encourage community, and we give our members functional workspace. Part of this hospitality-focused take on function is about creating different options for our members. And while unfortunately we can't create custom offices for all 100,000 of them, what we can do is create different spaces with different energy levels that cater to different tasks.
Thematically, WeWork is a physical version of the concept of workplace softies like Teams, Google X, and Slack. It's open, collaborative, dynamic, and easy. And all those companies are fighting for our eyeballs and our workplace, which usually and hopefully will kick up the innovation. That's it for this segment of Techonomics. We appreciate you checking us out. You can get at us on the web at kgoradio.com/techonomics or at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. My Twitter handle is at kgojason. And we want to hear from you. If you have a story idea or a company you're starting, or you really dig something that you heard, please let us know. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, my name is Jason Middleton, and this has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.